Report: ICE arrested record nearly 50,000 illegal migrants in July. By Warner Todd Houston on August 25, 2026. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) officers arrested nearly 50,000 illegal migrants in July, marking a record for Trump's second term, a report says. The number of arrests for July reached 49,571, a 15% jump over the 43,021 arrests from June. The number is an incredible 70% more than the 29,241 arrests reported in February, the Associated Press reported. Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies pointed out that ICE has continued to show its dedication to the president's campaign promise despite the pressure placed on ICE by left-wing activists and the media. ICE didn't stop the enforcement, Krikorian said, adding, they changed the tactics and are, if anything, being more effective. One of the key ingredients of this rise in arrests is the growing cooperation with state law enforcement agencies all across the country. According to reports, the number of local law enforcement agencies jumped from the 135 agencies enrolled in the 287G program when Trump started his second term to more than 1,400 today. The AP added that in July, local law enforcement aided in the arrests of some 6,500 illegal migrants, which represents 13% of the total number of arrests. That is a huge jump from the 5% seen in July of last year. In June, DHS reported that the total number of migrants arrested so far in the fiscal year stands at 356,389. Still, some are pointing out that the number of arrests and deportations have not come anywhere near close to the number of illegals that Biden led into the country during his disastrous term. The point is the numbers remain wildly disproportionately low to the scale of illegals led in by Biden and the promise of mass deportation, Oversight Project President Mike Howell told ABC News. The numbers will stay low until worksite enforcement is the central pillar of the strategy. I'm very worried about the amnesty lobby continuing to use inflated deportation statistics to push for a grand compromise and sellout. That's why I'm suing DHS for real data and will keep doing it until I don't have to. DHS reversed the horrendous Biden-era policy that allowed aliens in our country illegally to jet around our country, a DHS spokesperson added. Under President Trump, DHS will no longer tolerate this. This administration is working diligently to ensure that aliens in our country illegally can no longer fly unless it is out of our country to self-deport. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.